Hello, my beautiful people. Welcome to another episode of the Dramasology Podcast. In this episode, I am covering the recently aired Queen of Tears. As of the time of this recording, only 4 of the 16 episodes have aired and I have watched all 4 episodes. And so I just wanted to give my first impressions about this drama. I'm sure it's on everybody's watch list because it's one of the highly most anticipated dramas of this year. Everybody has been looking forward to this and so have I. To get started, for those who don't know what this drama is about, basically Baek Hyun-woo is this legal director of a conglomerate and he's married to the chaebol heiress Ong Ae-in of this conglomerate, right? So she is this daughter of or granddaughter of the founder of this company Queen's Group, right? And so it's basically following kind of their marriage life and the crisis they face, right? Because by the start of this drama, they are kind of estranged and they don't really get along. And Baek Hyun-woo basically wants a divorce, but he's scared about the repercussions of having a divorce from such a huge influential family, right? And that's kind of what our story is about. There are other things here and there, some mystery involved, but it's really at the core of it kind of a story about this married couple. And like I said, Kim So-yeon and Kim Ji-won are playing the leads in this. Kim So-yeon is playing Baek Hyun-woo and Kim Ji-won is playing Ong Ae-in. I haven't seen Kim So-yeon since It's Okay Not to Be Okay. I really like that drama, and I will say that in a way, Kim Ji-won's character, Ong Ae-in, is kind of similar to the female lead in It's Okay Not to Be Okay. Just for the way they dress and kind of just that air of elegance, of power, confidence that they both have. And so he's always playing the male lead to powerful women, right? He also played that for My Love From a Star, which had Jeon Ji-yeon in it. But yeah, so Kim Ji-won, I haven't seen her since Liberation Notes, which was just 2 years ago, I think 2022, that drama aired. I really liked My Liberation Notes for a bunch of reasons. And it was very different from this drama, completely opposite in every single way, right? And so I am actually glad to see her in this. It kind of reminds me of her character in Airs, where Imino and Park Shin-hye were our co-stars, because again, it's that rich chaebol kind of character. And I think she's doing this really well. And yeah, that's our main leads. It also has Park Sung-hoon, who is playing Yoon-eun Song. Park Sung-hoon, for those who don't know, he is the extremely annoying character from The Glory, one of the bullies. And I think that's where a lot of people kind of know him from. That's where he's popular from. And I hope he's not getting typecast, because in this too, I can tell he's playing the villain role. But Park Sung-hoon, for me, I remember him from Into the Ring. And it's funny because he looks completely different nowadays, because Into the Ring, he's basically this innocent character that really the female lead kind of cuddles. Not because he's weak or anything. He's just the lesser dominant character in that drama. And that drama was very, very good. If you've not seen it, you should check it out. It's also a cinematography beauty. It's just very beautiful, that drama, visually, right? So yeah, he's in this drama and he's basically playing Ong Ae-in's ex-boyfriend that kind of comes back, and so it kind of sparks a jealousy in Baek Hyun-woo, right? And then you also have Kwak Dong-young, who is playing Ong Soo-cho. That's Ong Ae-in's younger brother, I believe, but he's also the only male child of the family, right? So he has, I guess, more authority, and I guess he's the one that will technically inherit the company if they're going to go by that patriarchy kind of roots. And so yeah, he's in this, and we all know Kwak Dong-young, he's been in so many things, and he's one of those characters that just have their moment. When they're on screen, they kind of just shine and they are who you watch in that moment. But yeah, I mean, he was in Big Mouth, he was in Vincenzo. I think a lot of people really remember him from Vincenzo. And then he was in Gauss Electronics, which is a really, really funny role he was in. Right, so he's, again, very well known, right? Lee Joo-bin plays Chun Da-hee, who is the wife of Ong Soo-cho, so the wife of Kwak Do-young's character. And I mean, hopefully we get to see kind of their romance. I'm on episode 4 by now, and it's a little there, but there's some mystery about, her role and what she's really there for. And so it will be interesting to see how it plays out. But yeah, that's the main cast. And I mean, there are a lot of supporting characters that we all know and love. But I can't go to everyone, so I'm just going to stop here. Well, yeah, just talking about my first impressions of this drama. First of all, I would say when I watched the first episode, I was already sold. Like, you know how you can watch the first episode of a drama and that's kind of all it takes for you to decide if you like that drama? The air, the vibe, the, you know, way they tell the story, the way the OST comes in, the characters, how they look, you know, how the overall set, the cinematography is just shot. Like, it gives you all you need to know, or it tells you all you need to know about whether you like the drama or not. And for me, watching the first episode, I was sold immediately. There was a scene when Baekhyun-woo and Eun-gi are basically on opposite sides of the door and the OST comes in that scene, and that was the moment I was like, yeah, I'm sold. Because, like, again, once OST is well done and it just fits with the overall vibe of the drama, the overall tone of the drama, I am kind of sold. And in that scene, I was like, yeah, this is gonna be a good one, I'm going to like this. I didn't have the same feeling for like Welcome to Sam Dari, which was really popular, but you know, for some reason I just couldn't get into it. So there are all these things that like just decide whether I would like a drama right from the get-go. And in this one, I am sold. Baekhyun-woo is introduced as this henpecked husband that has no say in anything his wife does, because his wife is a chaebol heiress, right? I mean, he married her for love, and you know, I'm sure we'll see them fall in love again, but in the first episode, he kind of is just done with the relationship, right? Which is unfortunate, because I mean, Eun-gi is a beautiful woman, she's amazing, and you can tell she's cold, but she's not like mean or anything, right? So I think their relationship just like fizzled out because of the environment they are in. Like, why would you be living with your in-laws? I know it's very common in Korea, but like, it's very odd to me, right? And so these are things that contribute to his feeling and why he wants to get a divorce, right? And so I get it, I understand. One thing I will say I like about this drama is that everything's already established when we start this drama, right? So we are not seeing them get married at the beginning of this drama. They are already been married for, I think, 3 years. And so in a way, Baekhyun-woo has kind of gotten used to his own role, and we just see things happen in his daily life as it happens, right? And so there's that scene in episode maybe 2 or 3, I don't really recall, but there's a scene where they are doing the family rituals, right, the ancestral rituals, where they cook all this food and basically they offer it to their ancestors, right? And this is a big deal, right? And it's just funny seeing him like in the kitchen, like he's used to it, he's like the main chef in the kitchen, and you see all the other son-in-laws, like this like extremely well-taught, well-read, amazing men, right, that happen to be son-in-laws of relatives of this family, and they're all just in the kitchen. It's funny because it also kind of shows you why a character like Aung Soo Cho, that's Hong-in's little brother, is very important, because clearly there are a lot of girls in this family more than men, right? And so it's funny seeing him in that scene. But you can, again, it goes back to that fact that like he's comfortable, he's done this for years already, and so this is not new to him. It's just that it's come to a level where he can no longer do it, right? And so yeah, I really like that about this. One thing I can tell from this drama is that it's going to be a lot of like flashbacks and revelations as time goes on as to why their relationship has broken down to this point. By episode 4, we already know that Eun-gi had either a miscarriage, she lost her baby somehow because she was pregnant once, but it did not come to fruition. So, you know, it's little things like this that you can tell that they've kind of grown apart because of, right? And so this is just the process of them kind of falling back into love for one another. Now, it's witty enough, supporting characters are funny enough and just mesh well together, they all have good chemistry, that this is just fun to watch. For example, Eun-gi's like aunt is a very funny character, right? She's the one that was in jail, and you know, she's the one that kind of is a little skeptical about the chairman's new like girlfriend, right? Rightly so. And she is actually more soft-hearted than she appears, right? At first, she appears kind of like this mean person, and I've seen her in a lot of supporting roles in the past that I was like, oh my god, is she going to be a problem in this drama? But no, you can actually tell that she's actually more soft-hearted than she appears. And she's the only one that seems kind of worried about the chairman's girlfriend. Everybody else kind of just lets her be. And I don't know how these many people were able to infiltrate their family Because, like, Aung Soo Chul's wife has something going on. Yoon Eun Sung obviously has something going on. The lady that follows Aung Ye-in's mom, right? The one that tried to matchmake, like, Aung Ye-in, that did not work out, right? And so she's against the relationship between the married couple. She also has something going on, right? And so this people are just like vultures. Really, the only person that is an outsider in this that, you know, has nothing really, and maybe I'm wrong to say this, but nothing really motivating him is Baekhyun. But again, I shouldn't say that because there's one thing about Baekhyun that is very iffy, right? And we'll talk about that later. But yeah, the rest of the characters that are like coming onto the family, they're all kind of vultures in a way. It seems like either they want revenge or I don't know what it is, right? And so this family has a lot to deal with, and I assume by episode 5 and 6, because as it is right now, they're trying to get the chairman to go to jail, right? And so Baekhyun's character, I think, is going to become more important because he is the legal director, right? And so he's most likely the one that will represent the chairman, right? And so it's in this that he will start to realize and maybe figure out what is the backstory for like Yoon Eun Sung, that has kind of come in as this friend of the family but obviously has the ulterior motive to take over this family or something, right? And all the other people that are involved with this, right? So slowly but surely, I'm sure they'll figure it out and the couple will kind of work together to mitigate all these factors, right? And hopefully at the same time, I hope Aung Ye-in actually survives, because that's one thing that they are building on, this that she's going to die at the end of this. And I'm just like, this better be purely comedy romance and she gets like cured by episode 13 or something. This better not be a long-term thing, but it seems like that's what they are going for. And I'm actually kind of pissed about this because the fact that she has terminal illness means this might be a tragedy, and I am so against that. But we'll see. So yeah, generally very, very good first few episodes. I really like it. I just want to talk about one other thing, and I feel like a lot of people already know what I'm going to talk about, because this is something that's glaringly obvious and it's an issue that they need to fix or they need to shut down immediately. It's the fact that Baekhyun is kind of happy his wife is going to die, right? I don't care how it's supposed to be interpreted, that's how it's coming off across, and this is a problem for me, right? And I will say that in all my years of watching K-dramas, I have never seen such a male lead, honestly, because it's just out of this world, unheard of, that you would be happy that the female lead is going to die, right? Unless they are like enemies at the beginning of the drama or something like major, that they killed your mother when you were younger. You know, like the characters in Moon in the Day, right? Like the male lead kills the female lead's family. But again, that's the era, that's the vibe they were going for. So it makes sense. This one, they've been married for 3 good years. They were in love at first, right? There is no reason on this earth, no matter how bad the relationship got, that should justify why he would be happy that his wife was dying. Then to add insult to injury, the fact that he now starts being nicer because of our will, that is the most disgusting thing I have ever seen in a long, long time. Right, like I had to like fast forward through episode 2 because just how happy he was just rubbed me off the wrong way. Like I've never seen such a male lead, and I've not seen them play this kind of dynamic between a male lead and a female lead. Right, like no matter how many like marriage this thing I've watched, unless it's like a Mark Jang, and even with Mark Jang's, like you hear the cheating husband still being worried about the wife he cheated on, right? Like the only time I've ever seen this is like daily dramas are like 150 episodes, and like the husband and the mistress plan for the wife to be killed. But again, we expect that in those dramas, that's why we watch it in those dramas. But here it's just off, given the fact that Baekhyun is supposed to be a good guy, right? Those guys in those cheating dramas, they are supposed to be like douchebags, like assholes, and just trash husbands, right? Here he's supposed to be a good person. Like, how do you get to the point where you hate your wife so much that you're kind of happy she's dying? Like, it's so bad. And honestly, that's the vibe that I feel like they shouldn't have added to this. They could have done this in a separate way, or like it could have been like, oh, okay, maybe he was in denial, right? And so that's why he wasn't really processing the fact that she was dying. That's why he's happy. And that's really how I'm going to take this, that he's in denial and he hasn't really thought it through. Because otherwise, it's just off. And the fact that, like, his best friend keeps, like, mentioning the will in later episodes, like, they mentioned it in episode 3 and 4 as well, whereas, like, you can tell Baekhyun-woo is beginning to love his wife again. I want them to die the matter. Like, I don't want to hear about it anymore because it's just off and it's odd and it's just creepy and I just hate it so much and I don't want that for Eun-hyun, right? No matter how much the marriage has gone sideways, it's just not something I want to hear. And so that's the one gripe I have about this drama, like the fact that they portrayed him as that kind of person that is actually a gold digger if you think about it. Like they mention, like you see people, rumors and everything, people talking about him that like that's why he married her, right? I mean, she said it's for her beauty, but everybody else thinks it's because of her family. And he's basically proving them right, right? And it's just kind of, oof, I don't know. It was just, it was a moment where I was like, what the hell? Why did they have to write that in like that? They could have done this in a different way. I don't know how, but somehow, you know, that, you know, they could have brought something that would bring them together and not have him express that, like, happiness over her death. I know he's just doing it because he wants to get divorced, but that's not what is coming up across, right? I expected him to be kind of worried, right? When she said it, I expected him to be kind of like, oh, okay, I'm not going to divorce her now because all the past years we've had together, even though I don't like her, I am kind of in this with her, you know? But because really what I expected him to do is like to go on the internet and try to find a cure for her. But he's not even trying either. Like he's just doing other things because he's basically counting down till she dies. It's funny, there's that scene where he's Googled what the chances of success are for her, right? And obviously he's appalled that she's going to leave. But like she comes in while he's Googling, or after he's Googled this and his computer is still on, and she sees that and she mistakenly thinks that like she misunderstands and she thinks that, oh, he's actually really worried about me. And you know, and in that scene I was just like, oh my God, can this get any worse? Like I really dislike those scenes, but yeah, they somehow added it to this and hopefully they kill it soon enough, because if she misunderstands because of this, I don't blame her, you know, if she wants to end the relationship. And honestly, it's better if it's just something that's in his mind and something that his friends knows about and they just kill that off, because it's just appalling, honestly. But anyway, that's the one gripe I have about this drama. But otherwise, this is just fantastic. And I am enjoying the episodes as they come. This is blowing up in Korea as well. Thank God. We like to see good dramas do well. But yeah, definitely a fun drama to check out. I am looking forward to more episodes. And yeah, if you've not seen this, check it out. Tell me what you think. I hope you like it as much as I do. But yeah, that's it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a nice day. Bye.